This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 8 hours on Phoenix FM, time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you are told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. DMMU assures farmers of crop protection against locust threat. Academic calls for increased forex earnings to boost Zambia's manufacturing sector. Judge warns U.S. deportations to South Sudan may breach court order. To present the news, I'm Lucille Gondre. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has assured that no crops across the country will be affected by locusts or red locusts as countered by proactive measures and a dedicated budget. Parts of western, central and southern provinces have experienced locust invasions, raising concerns among farmers about potential crop damage. However, DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupako says government is fully aware of the threat posed by the pests and is committed to ensuring that Zambia does not face food shortages even in the upcoming farming season. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipakupako has expressed confidence that the surveillance and control strategies in place, including trained committees tasked with pest identification, will safeguard the majority of crop yields. He has also urged farmers to promptly report any pest invasions in their fields to district officers to enable swift intervention.
We're spending a lot of money now trying to spray because Northwestern province is under control. It's two districts.
I'm a farmer myself. What we need to tell our farmers is that those who planted early harvest your maize now. But we want to save everybody. We want to save every grain because we don't want to end up importing again. So I think that's the best we can do.
An academic, Professor Owen Sichone, has emphasized the urgent need for Zambia to increase its foreign exchange earnings in order to trade competitively on the global stage through value addition and the development of a strong local product base to rival imports. According to Professor Sichone, Zambia currently struggles to generate sufficient U.S. dollars to sustain a thriving manufacturing industry and produce competitive products, stressing the importance of boosting foreign exchange earnings to facilitate meaningful participation in international trade. Professor Sichone also reflects on the political transition in 1991 when Zambia ushered in the Third Republic, noting many stakeholders at the time believed democracy and development were two sides of the same coin, a notion that has since proven to be overly simplistic. He explains that this political shift brought significant changes in market trends, with a resurgence of foreign products that quickly became more popular than local alternatives, including dairy commodities, which severely weakened the local manufacturing sector. While acknowledging that Zambia is rich in natural and mineral resources, Professor Sichone argues that the country has consistently failed to generate adequate foreign exchange, especially U.S. dollars, which is critical for international trade, including the importation of essential commodities.
We were not poor, just as we are not poor now. We have the resources, we have the natural resources, but we don't have the paper money called the U.S. dollar, which is the medium of exchange at international levels. President Kaunda used from time to time to barter exchange copper for Japanese vehicles, for example. And so it was possible even then to bypass the dollar, although it was very difficult to pay for petrol, to repay your debts to the IMF and so on, because those don't deal in barter. But barter trade was possible. Now we no longer talk about it because we have liberalized and the dollar is always available if you can afford it.
Financial analyst Patrick Marpe has expressed concern over the delayed rollout of the newly introduced 50 and 100 kwacha banknotes, warning that the delay may put unnecessary pressure on higher denomination notes. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Marpe notes that since the official launch of the new notes on the 31st of March 2025, the public, especially those in the business sector, have been anxiously awaiting their circulation. Mr. Mwapi says despite having other notes, the 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha denominations are also important, much more that the old notes are slowly phasing out of the market. He is of the view that if this rollout delays, it will affect business and daily transactions and slow economic activities. Mr. Mwapi has called on the Bank of Zambia to provide a clear public timeline for the rollout of the new notes to prevent speculation and uncertainty in the market.
As you may be aware, in Zambia, in Zambia's money market, the most used notes as at now are 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha. Now, the lack of these notes in the economy, it has a serious impact on the business sector because it's actually very, very difficult to transact. Therefore, it is slowing daily transactions and economic activity. It can also lead to increase in prices as businesses may struggle to adjust to the reduced availability of funds.
The University of Zambia Professional Staff Union, UNZAPROSU, has warned that working conditions at higher learning institutions in the country will remain poor if the Emoluments Commission continues to operate under its current legal framework. UNZAPROSU President vacated or entirely stalled salary negotiations for academic and support staff for 2025. Mr. Pomolo has cited the University of Zambia, Mukuba University, and other institutions as still operating under last year's pay structure with no adjustments, while others remain in limbo awaiting formal parameters from the Commission. He has criticized the Emoluments Commission Act, saying it undermines the Labour Relations Act, which requires that collective agreements be negotiated at least 3 months before their expiry. Last month, UNZAPROSU and the University of Zambia and Allied Workers Union, UNZAWU, threatened to protest an alleged wage freeze imposed by the Commission and are expected to take action following an anticipated update on the matter within 2 weeks.
The Emoluments Commission has made the work of the unions very difficult. In one way, they will say, no, we are not involved in negotiations, but indirectly they are, because here we are, we have not yet started the negotiations. I'll, for example, give you, I also represent Mukuba University in Kitwe. As we speak right now, that university have not yet even started any negotiations. Why? Because the Emoluments Commission has not yet given parameters to Mukuba University. These negotiations are time-bound because the collective agreements that we sign have span of 1 year. So according to the International Labor Relations Act, negotiations ought to start 3 months before the expiry of the existing collective agreement. We have been curtailed, and it's high time government looked at this.
In global news, a federal judge has warned that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration could be held in contempt of court for deporting a group of migrants to South Sudan. Judge Brian Murphy says the removals could violate his order last month, barring the U.S. government from sending migrants to third world countries without being given meaningful opportunity to challenge their deportation. In an emergency submission to the judge, immigration attorneys said a flight carrying a dozen people had landed in South Sudan yesterday. We monitor the BBC for details on this story and also for other global stories.
A U.S. federal judge has warned that the Trump administration could be held in criminal contempt for deporting migrants.